They are icons in the punk music scene and credited with pioneering what's known as the feminist riot girl movement of the 1990s. That's Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, who helped empower their female fans at what were often male-dominated shows. The band's message is just as important now as it was then, and a new generation of fans is discovering their music. Kathleen Hanna, Toby Vail and Kathy Wilcox are the founding members of Bikini Kill and our guests. Welcome.
Hi.
Exciting to have you on. Kathleen, take us back to when Bikini Kill first got together and started playing gigs. What was the atmosphere like at your shows? That was a very different world, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our first shows were like basement shows at punk houses. So it was really confrontational because there'd sometimes be like 15 people there. And then I'm talking about sexual abuse in between songs. So it was pretty awkward, to say the least. And, you know, a lot of people early on were very, very threatened by us, and just, you know, had a lot of reasons why we shouldn't exist.
Toby, you're credited with coining the spelling and term Riot Girl, and that spelling, for those who were like, what's she talking about, is G-R-R-L. How did that happen?
I honestly don't remember. I mean, I think that's probably true. I did use that spelling of the word in my fanzine, and I'm not sure if anyone did before that or not.
Kathy, you took a big break in 1997. All of you kind of had a break, did other things. You reunited in 2019. What's it like getting the band back together?
I mean, I was playing music with Kathleen in the Julie Ruin before that. So we had already been playing together. But, you know, playing these songs again, it's really incredible. It's really moving, especially to play to larger audiences that are mostly women. It's really different than it was in the 90s.
So the actual audience, what's happening in that room, it feels different?
Yeah, I think it feels really different, don't you guys?
Kathleen?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot more people there and a lot of different kinds of people. And I think one thing that we're all really excited about is playing all ages shows and seeing, you know, people who are, you know, sometimes, you know, 8, 9, 10 or, you know, 13, 14, 15 coming to the shows with their parents, you know, who maybe knew about us in the 90s and are now introducing a whole new generation of kids to what we're a part of.
And Kathleen, you're going to be coming back to Australia next year for a series of shows. What are you looking forward to? What can people expect?
I mean, I'm just excited to be out. You know, COVID has had a lot of bands sidelined over and over again. So, you know, to be in Australia, especially when it's colder here in the States, is always a dream for most bands. And we have a particular affinity for Tasmania, so I'm excited to play the Momofoma Festival. We've never played somewhere like the Sydney Opera House, which is really exciting. We have good friends in Australia that we want to see. So I think people can just expect us to be really into playing the shows, you know, and having a good time. I don't think that politics have to be divorced from joy. And I think that that's one of the things we bring to the stage.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Toby, the band is also going to be taking part in the All About Women Festival at the Sydney Opera House. What are you hoping to get out of that conversation? I think Toby's muted herself. It's exciting times. Are you back, Toby? Unmuted?
I'm sorry. No, I'm just looking forward to what that will be like. I've never been to the Sydney Opera House, and it sounds very interesting, and it seems like it will be really fun.
Yeah, it's kind of different to the underground scene that you were playing in the 90s, right? Is this what happens to riot girls when they grow up, Kathleen?
I mean, we still have played shows that are just like not huge, you know, stages and not a lot of people. And those are some of our all-time favorite shows that we're playing, you know, in the States these days. I think it's exciting that we're going to be a part of like kind of a panel discussion interview thing, because that's not something we would typically do. And, definitely one thing I'm looking forward to is having a more nuanced conversation about, you know, feminism in 2022 than the stuff that we kind of see on social media that's really, you know, divisive and catchphrasey and that kind of thing. And I think we're all interested in, you know, the generational divide that has really cropped up, pitting different generations of women against each other and different generations of just people in general against each other at a time when we all really do, you know, progressive people, people who want a better future for everyone, really need to be coming together and not creating stupid, petty divisions.
Stupid, petty divisions. None of those in this conversation. Thank you so much to all of you and have a great time when you get to Australia. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
Kathleen Hannah, Tovey Vale and Kathy Wilcox, the founding members of Bikini Kill. Bikini Kill, who I was speaking to, are here in Australia next year, kicking off a tour around the country at Hobart's Mona, FOMA in February and eventually getting to the Sydney Opera House in March.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Podcasters, me again, so you probably know I've got a pretty eclectic, some unkind people might say cheesy, taste in music. But if you want to widen your musical horizons, I really recommend The Music Show, which spans the whole gamut from Gregorian chants to hip-hop. You can check it out on the ABC Listen app.